Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. And wow, I have actually some good news. The vaccine adverse effects actually might be able to be treated. It's a study found out that white pine needle tea can actually treat this. You're going to find out so much more about this. Dr. Eric Hansen was talking about this on Real America's Voice, a national TV show, The Water Cooler. And folks, I'm always giving you bad news about the vaccine. I don't sugarcoat things, so I'm sure there's a lot of people that have watched these videos that have actually gotten a vaccine. Many of you may have been forced by making a choice of whether you keep your employment or not. That can happen too, sadly. Or you just found out more about the vaccines and kind of regret getting the vaccine. Maybe this will help. I don't know if you've gotten the vaccine a long time ago, if this will help or not for sure. But if you're worried that the spike protein is continuing to multiply, as some people say, you know, if you get multiple jabs, it continues to multiply in your body. Well, this actually affects exactly that. So I would assume if it affects that, your body's ability to replicate the spike protein, then it might help. Maybe it will stop some adverse effects. I don't know for sure. I can't tell you this for sure, but there's studies. Science is saying this is possible, and this is an old treatment. This is something that people have used for medicine for years and years and years. I don't know how long, but probably hundreds of years. But anyways, or longer than that, it could be. I have no idea how long it's been in use, white pine needle tea, but it goes way back. Anyways, this show is going to be a huge benefit. Let me get right to the doctor and the information. First, you're going to hear David Brody talking from the water cooler, and, well, we'll get to it. Take a listen.
And this, by the way, comes from the peer-reviewed journal Nature Structural and Molecular Biology. Read that on a Friday night. So it turns out suramin derives from an extract of pine needle oil. So how all of this is going to help you exactly? Well, it's time to bring in the good doctor, Dr. Eric Hansen, back with us. Dr. Hansen is an ear, nose, and throat specialist and also head and neck surgeon with a very successful practice in Palestine, Texas, and also one of the top doctors in the country that is helping people survive COVID without going to the hospital. Basically, he's essentially operating a free COVID clinic, and Dr. Hansen is here. Great to see you again, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Well, doctor, explain how these white pine needles work and why they are effective.
Well, like you said, that article that came out, which is an excellent article, and yeah, maybe Friday night is not the time to read it. what this particular medication does, or this particular substance within the white pine needle, does is it blocks the RNA and DNA from replicating. It has multiple, it keeps multiple proteases and whatnot from the DNA and RNA from basically replicating, and in particular, the polymerases. And that's why it's effective.
That's interesting. So this becomes basically a mechanism, as you said, to disrupt the mRNA. So if someone has already taken the vaccine, will these white pine needles help minimize any effects from the vaccine or even negate it entirely?
Sure, that's exactly what the experimental gene therapy shot was doing is that they injected you with this. It then takes over your DNA machinery, if you will, and starts producing the spike protein. And if you can actually stop that or negate that by disrupting the mechanism of how it produces, then you will stop the production of the spike protein and subsequently the symptoms associated with the virus and the spike protein.
So this can be used, obviously, to prevent getting COVID. So let's say you're not vaccinated. You still can use this as a method of early treatment, or especially if you feel like you've been around people who have been sick. I don't even think it even has to be COVID. It could be other sicknesses as well. But the white pine needle tea really can help. But let's say you recently got the vaccine or a booster and you're having adverse effects. There's no harm in trying to stop your body from replicating all of these spike proteins if it's giving you harm. This is great because I didn't know if there ever would be any science that comes out that says, here's how you can maybe stop your body from replicating all this spike protein in your body. I'm not 100% sure if that will work. Well, obviously, the white pine needle tea does that. It does stop your body from producing these things. Will once the white tea has stopped it, and then the white pine needle tea wears off, will your body go back to replicating it? Look, this is the problem with an experimental vaccine. We don't have long-term studies. We don't know, especially when we've never really used this gene therapy on human beings ever. It's been a giant experiment. We don't know the long-term effects of what the body will do with it. We don't know if it will last forever. We don't know when it wears out. It does seem to indicate that if you get the first vaccine, science seems to indicate in the studies that have been out there, that it may wane at 6 months, maybe. But if you get multiple jabs, you're creating more and more cells and telling your body, please keep producing this spike protein. There's lots of dangers in that because even with it reducing your immune system because it turns off sensories, Dr. Eric Hansen will actually talk about that. So I'll play you some of that too, about what's happened with your body and about why cancer rates are going up. But before we get to that, it lowers your immune system, but it also, the vaccine does multiple harmful things possible to you because your blood cells are getting the spike protein in them and making them produce them. Your antibodies might attack, and there's evidence that this has happened, that people have had antibodies attack their organs because they're attacking the blood cells because they think the blood cell is an enemy because of the spike protein from the vaccine, which the mRNA technology made your blood cells produce. So if there's any way of stopping that, I'm sure there are some people that are thinking, I'd like to do anything to try to stop my body from doing that. Well, this might be something that you can do. He'll even talk about another method that you might be able to do that's just as simple. And think about how simple this is. This is natural, it's easy, and you just have to drink the tea. They'll talk about how much, if you're sick, you should maybe drink and stuff. But let me play more of Dr. Eric Hansen so you can get more information.
That's a huge deal, and people need to understand that and kind of rewind the tape and listen to that again. What about helping regarding this vaccine shedding we hear all about, this process? So can you avoid, or at least hope to avoid getting COVID from someone who has been vaccinated through these white pine needles?
Sure. So it would be the same thing. If somehow you became, if you're around somebody who's shedding and they potentially then develop it, it would be the same thing whether you get the shot or got the virus. It would do the same thing. It would just disrupt the DNA and the mRNA from replicating.
This is good information for non-vaccinated people. This is good information if you've gotten the vaccine and you want to stop your body from doing it. But this is great information for, let's say, you have to attend something that's family-related and you know the people you're attending are just now going to get they went out, they're telling everyone, I just got my booster. And you might, if you know that ahead of time, you could get this white pine needle tea, you could drink it that day, and help your body fight off the shedding from these vaccines, because the vaccines do shed. That's a fact. I know I got COVID from shedding. I'm almost positive. I know I got it because I got the antibodies. I never got the vaccine, and I never got sick from COVID when everyone said there was COVID. I didn't get sick the whole time when they were saying sickness was, never got sick. Until the vaccine came out and a whole bunch of people got the vaccine, and I went to a place where I found out, I didn't know when I went there, that all these bunch of people got the vaccine, and lo and behold, like 2 days later, I'm sick. So, and then it was a weird sickness, and months later, I realized after talking with my family and my wife that, yeah, it probably was COVID, and then it was a good idea to get the antibody test because at least I know I have the antibodies. It'd be foolish of me to get the vaccine. I have COVID-19 antibodies in me. I don't need a vaccine. It'd be ridiculous to actually for me to take one. Anyways, the antibody tests are blood tests, and they just prick your fingers really easy. It's inexpensive. You can get them at lots of places. Local, even maybe your local supermarket might have a pharmacy where they will give you that antibody test. Where I'm at, it might vary in price a little bit where you are. It was only like $25, and that's it. So some of you might want to go get that. So you have the paper and proof that you have the antibodies. That's really why I want it. I just wanted the proof. See, I have the antibodies. And so I do have that proof. Anyways, more from Dr. Hansen.
So how much of this do you have to take to, for it to be effective? Should I just be inhaling this like every day for 24 hours?
No, actually, there was a study out of Korea, I believe, out of South Korea, that actually studied this, and I believe in 2011. And they actually said, if you want to get the full benefit of it, is to actually take the tea. And the reason is because you're getting it from basically from the natural source. So there's a lot of interaction of everything else within the white pine needle. So they recommended 3 glasses of tea a day.
3 glasses of white pine needle tea a day will help you in this area. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And that's why all these supplements we've been giving people or we've been recommending work so well. Pharmaceutical companies are really good at basically hacking nature, taking the substance out, and then patenting it, and then claiming in the backside that, well, these don't work. You can't take this, take our drug. All they've done is they've taken the, you know, the active ingredient in a natural substance and, you know, patented it. It's the same idea.
And Dr. Hansen,
you know, that can be a little bit infuriating, but it is true. Why would they, if they've taken something from nature, taken what the substance is that gives you the good positive effects, they isolate it, they create it in a lab, and then sell you a pill form, but then tell you, don't take the natural stuff. You need the pill form. The natural stuff always is probably going to be better for you. What I can't say always, but I would say in most cases, the natural way, if there is a natural way, you should try to go the natural way. I think that's common sense. There's more, though, because they do eventually get into the rise in cancer and other stuff, and I like getting so many different doctors' perspectives, but what I'm noticing is all these doctors who have done any research whatsoever, they all have the exact same conclusion. The doctors that do zero research but just obey what the CDC says, they are the ones that CNN will put on and push forward. But they're not people who look into anything. They can't be, because if you look into this stuff, the science is overwhelming on our side. And like I said, usually if you find a doctor who's pushing it, they have never looked into the science. And if you know a doctor, ask them, have you done your own research or are you just following CDC guidelines? And they will tell you, I'm following CDC guidelines. That's what they'll tell you. They won't tell you, oh yeah, I looked all this up. They can't. If they have looked it up and they're still recommending it, you could look at them shocked. How could you have seen all this evidence about how bad the vaccines are and still be recommending it to people? You're admitting that you know the real science? And see, well, I'm not going to try to get you in a battle with a doctor, but maybe it will be good that you get into a battle with a doctor. But the point is I can almost guarantee if a doctor is recommending the vaccine, they have never researched anything about it. They are just following what they are told to do. They're not making any decision on their own understanding. I can almost guarantee it. All right, more.
We hear nothing from Fauci. We hear nothing from this Biden administration. We hear nothing from the CDC about white pine needles or anything for that matter from a homeopathic standpoint that could help.
Well, no, you don't hear anything from vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, black seed oil. I also am a big fan of Ayurvedic medicine, so a neem is another one that can be used. You can also drink dandelion extract tea, which does the same thing. It blocks the virus from binding to the cell surface, decreasing your viral load, thus not making you sick or sick at all.
Dandelion extract tea will also give you some of that result. I don't know if there was a study backing this up, because understand, I'm going with the white pine needle because there was studies, and peer-reviewed study, actually, that backed up the information. The dandelion thing, he threw that out there. There might be. That doesn't mean there isn't a study specifically on it regarding COVID, but I don't know. So, but he's saying it basically performs as the same way. So it's natural. That's the wonderful thing. It's natural. It's not like it's going to hurt you. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to have a disclaimer of all the massive side effects like you do with these pharmaceutical drugs. All right. So they do get into a lot more, Dr. Eric Hansen. And, well, let me just play you it.
This is just fascinating stuff. So let's, you know, I feel like we need to go back, watch this segment again, write all these tips down right there. We have Dr. Hansen is in the house. All right. I want to talk about cancer and vaccines. What are we finding out about how these vaccines are impacting people regarding cancer?
Well, what we're finding now, at least in my practice, too, because I do head and neck and I see a fair amount of cancer, what we're seeing now is that this virus is disrupting, in particular, the toll-like receptors. And without getting too far into the weeds, that I affectionately refer to that as our alarm system to our immune system. So when we come in contact with either a virus or a cancer cell, our innate immune system then recognizes it, and then it basically sends the troops. In particular, we know that it's disrupting the toll-like receptor 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. 3 and 4 are the part of our immune system that recognizes cancer. So if that somehow gets disabled or turned off, you now have cancer cells running rampant. It's the same thing where it's disrupting the CD, the T lymphocyte CD8, which is our natural killer cells.
This is very scary, and we don't sugarcoat things, that the vaccine shuts these receptors off. And why we have seen, and there's no doubt there has been, since the vaccine, a massive jump in cancer already. And it's been quick. You would think there hasn't been enough time. But there has. And the reason why there has been enough time to actually be able to see this jump in cancer is because if these receptors are being shut off, your immune system isn't fighting and killing the cancer cells. And now the cancer cells are free to grow as fast as it wants. There are different types of cancers that grow at different speeds. But look, the reason why most people don't have cancer is because your T cells and your immune system is killing the cancer cells. Cancer cells are basically like dead cells. They're dysfunctional cells, cells that need to be destroyed. And when they're not, they start to grow and form a tumor. So, and then it can spread through your body and it can kill you. And it destroys your good cells by spreading and overtaking what your body should be functioning normally, but the cancer destroys that by, well, you get the point. The point here is that if cancer is spreading in you, it's because your immune system really isn't recognizing the cancer. That's if they could just make sure that every single person's immune system recognized every cancer cell there was, it would kill it on its own. So knowing that about cancer, if you shut off, and you might be someone that would have never gotten cancer because your receptors would recognize the cancer and was killing it and killing it and killing it, and all of a sudden those receptors aren't working because of the vaccine, and it's interfered with that, all of a sudden the cancer doesn't get killed, your immune system isn't recognizing it, and tumors are growing, and some cancers spread really fast. So, and this could be true about other diseases too, with the vaccine. It hurts your immune system. So if you're susceptible to something that your body normally would have fought off or was fighting off, all of a sudden now that evil thing, that horrible thing, is free to roam because you put something in there that's only looking around for like COVID-19 and is interfering with everything else, and all the other bad things are able to come in and get you. That's why it's scary. That's why I know this video is important, that there are people who've gotten the vaccine that know the science is saying this can happen, and they're looking for what can I do to try to stop my body from interfering with my immune system. I can't guarantee this will work, but it doesn't hurt to try, and the science is showing that if it does stop the spike proteins from being latched onto into your blood cells, then what the mRNA technology is trying to tell your body to do, if it interferes with that and stops it, hey, maybe it will stop the side effects. Maybe your body will return to normal. Maybe your body will not be interfered with and will kill the cancer cells that started to grow. I don't know. Like I said, it's an experimental vaccine, and we've gone way, way too far with this experiment, and just the whole world has been experimented on, and we don't have the long-term effects for me to give you the rock solid, I know this is for sure. Usually when I bring you stuff, it's usually pretty accurate. You can look at any of my past videos. This is probably, it makes logical sense. It makes sense that it would work. It probably does work. To what effect, I don't know. I mean, what my question would be, and it didn't get asked to Dr. Eric Hansen, would have been, what if you gotten the vaccine 6 months ago? Do you think this is good? Will it stop it from, or is this something that will, you just got the vaccine and that's when you have to take it, or else it's not going to be effective? I mean, is it still effective months later? Folks, time is going to tell how bad this is, but the cancer thing isn't going to fully expose itself for another year. I mean, it's exposing itself right now, but we have months and months of it getting worse and worse. It's not like we've reached the climax of all these people getting cancer. We have just begun with noticing these people getting cancer, and that's going to be horrific as things go on, and people are going to get enraged. I understand it. And you should be angry. They tricked you. They deceived you. They lied to you, and they told you it was safe and effective when they knew none of it was safe and effective. It was an experiment on humanity, and they're still experimenting on it, and they're not trying to stop. They're trying to keep doing it. They're not backing off, and why not? Even though the science is proving how evil it is, they're not backing off because then they would admit that they lied to you the whole time. They've gone so far, so deep, they have to play the con out all the way. They will never give in. They will never admit that they lied to you. They'll never say that they were wrong. They're going to have to be forced, and they're going to have to be sued, and courts are going to have to prove it. And documentation, I mean, there's already documentation, but we have to get more whistleblowers and documentation proving just how much they lied. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. I hope this video helped. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.